Get in, loser. We're going heroing. By Sports Anime Ruined My Life. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. Midoriya Izuku is finally dating the oh-so-cool boy of his dreams, but between sneaky reporters, far too much cake, and the realization that neither of them actually knows how to date, he and his new boyfriend have got their work cut out for them. Or Izuku just wants to kiss Todoroki already. Part 3 of the Twitter / Extra Salty Fries verse. It's a Monday morning, and Midoriya Izuku is finally done with his civilian work experience. To say that he didn't like it would be like saying he was mildly fond of All Might, or that he was kind of interested in being a hero. He got 3 hangers, a shoe, and somebody's cat thrown at him during the week. And, yeah, it didn't hurt or anything, but it was still rude. So, anyway, it's a Monday, and Izuku is pretty glad to be back at UA instead of behind a desk listening to people complain about him. Oh no, you're all back, Aizawa sighs when he comes in. The class just kind of stares at him. He sighs, heavier. So, what important lessons did you learn? Not to wear polyester, says Todoroki. That my parents were not cool with us having 14 dogs, Kirishima says. Nice guys are never the targets of sudden and unexplainable Twitter fads. Mineta cries. Lemon cake is the best kind of cake, Yayorazu says. That convenience stores are fucking terrible, says Bakugo. That you can return things without the tags on them if you yell loud enough, Midoriya says. In his experience, that was true. One time, he bought a guy a new shirt and also lunch. It was a weird day. That the Japanese Postal Service could use several improvements to run more efficiently, Ida says. Here, I have them in my notebook. Let me just get them out. That sometimes TVs explode for no reason and it is no one's fault, says Kaminari. Right. The expression on Aizawa-sensei's face might be complete despair for the next generation of heroes. It might also be boredom. It's always kind of tough to say with him. Okay. For a little bit, they all just stare at him some more. He sighs yet again and sets his head on the desk. I want to report on why it's important for heroes to understand civilian lives and concerns, he says, face still on the desk. It makes him kind of hard to understand. Sensei? Yayorazu raises a hand. When will it be due, and how long would you like it? Let's say next Monday. Aizawa finally looks up. And, I don't know, however long you think it needs to be. More than 4 pages. And no, he glares at Kaminari. You can't write like 2 sentences in really big font. Damn, Kaminari says. Midoriya. Izuku looks up from his notes and sees Todoroki standing there. Oh, hi, he stammers. He and Todoroki haven't really gotten to spend any time together since the whole confession thing at the train station. Izuku still sometimes thinks he might be imagining that. This is Todoroki Shoto, son of a top hero and all-around cool guy. He even had his own hashtag about how, good-looking he was. Surely you can do better than Izuku. I was thinking. Todoroki has pulled out his phone and is doing something on it. We could get together this weekend and work on the report. Oh, yeah, of course. 2 of Izuku's great loves, analysing heroics and hero culture and Todoroki Shoto, will all be in the same room this weekend. He might actually pass out. If All Might were to show up, he would pass out. We could meet at my house this Sunday? That sounds good. Todoroki is still looking at his phone. And is he blushing? Izuku stares at him with wide eyes. A group study session? Ida, apparently overhearing, leans over the desk next to him. That's an excellent idea, Midoriya Todoroki. What? They both look at him at the same time. Uraraka. Ida is already calling across the class. We're having a group study session at Midoriya's to work on the essay this Sunday. Oh, great! Uraraka smiles at them. It's okay if I come too, right? Of course, Ida says. The more the merrier. Isn't that right, Midoriya? Izuku just stares at him for a minute. Sure, I guess. Excellent. Ida pulls out a planner. I look forward to Sunday, then. Midoriya, would your mother like me to bring any refreshments? Tea? Cake, perhaps? Oh yeah, bring cake, Uraraka volunteers. Wait, Izuku tries. Todoroki leans over to speak in Izuku's ear. It's fine, Midoriya. Just let them come. His lips brush over Izuku's ear, and he shivers. You know, Ida, he'll tire himself out. At least three cakes, then. And, of course, paper plates and cups. And... Izuku feels Todoroki's smile. Eventually. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Welcome back, heroes! After 2 weeks in the workforce, the students of UA are back in class? I wonder what they're learning. Hashtag UA's finest. Hashtag heroes in training. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills. At Official Hero Watch. Do you ever watch actual heroes, or do you just fucking creep on UA students all day? Hashtag Hero Watch people need lives. Hashtag Stalker Watch. Hashtag fuck off. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. This just in! Bakugo Katsuki was spotted making out with a mirror in a public restroom. Wow, some heroes are just way too into themselves. Hashtag hero spotted, hashtag UA's finest, question mark. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of ExploderKills. Do we need to have a talk, man? Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of ExploderKills. I'm not saying I'm gonna kink shame. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of ExploderKills. But I'm gonna kink shame. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills. At Official Hero Watch. This just fucking in! Hero Watch is a load of bull, and Bakugo Katsuki is fucking great! Hashtag I would say fuck Hero Watch. Hashtag but look how last time went. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills. Fuck off. You know you're the only one I make out with. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot. At King of ExploderKills. Kay, so do you want me to fuck off or make out with you? Mixed signals, bro. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills. At Red Riot. Come over and we can figure it out. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot, at King of ExploderKills. Kissy face. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills, at Red Riot. Fuck off. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of ExploderKills, at Red Riot. But actually come over. Karishima Aijuru, at Red Riot, at King of ExploderKills. On my way, dude. Izuku comes downstairs a couple minutes before his friends are due to arrive, and finds his mum wailing into the rice cooker. Oh no, she's cooking too. They're gonna have so much food. Todoroki Shoto is coming to our house, she says. And one of the Edas. Oh no, oh no. And that pretty girl with the gravity control. Oh no! Mum, calm down. Izuku pats his mum's shoulder. Todoroki has been here before, remember? And so have Ida and Uraraka. It isn't a big deal. Izuku! She wails. Todoroki is your boyfriend now. You're dating Endeavor's son. And they just... I just... She's hyperventilating. Mum! Izuku looks her in the eyes. It's gonna be okay. What will happen when you get married? She cries. I'll have to meet Endeavor, and I'll probably pass out. And oh no, Izuku! Mum! His face is bright red. We haven't even been dating a week yet. We haven't even... He can't even say kissed in front of his borderline panicking mother. Midoriyas tend to panic in packs, and Izuku doesn't want that nonsense today. No thanks. Even if Todoroki, who likes him, is coming to his house. And his room. And Todoroki likes him. And oh no! What if he wants to kiss me? Izuku mumbles. I haven't done that before. I wouldn't know how, and he probably would know how. Let's face it, he's very cool and very popular. He's Endeavor's son, and his quirk is so cool too. And so he's probably had plenty of opportunities, and I haven't ever done anything like that before. 5 minutes later, the doorbell rings. Izuku and his mother are still in the kitchen, contemplating worst-case scenarios. Izuku's mum is already worrying after the hypothetical quirks of their hypothetical and physically impossible grandchildren. Izuku is still kind of stuck on the kiss thing. Izuku shakes off the panic, kinda, and goes to the door. He breathes deep. Once, twice. Okay. He's ready. He can do this. He read a Wikipedia article about kissing on his phone. Welcome, he says, smiling as he opens the door. Hey, Deku, Uraraka says. Sorry about the intrusion. Thank you for having us. Ida bows. He's holding... Oh no. Are those all cakes? There's so many. Midoriya. Todoroki smiles. Izuku's heart possibly stops for a minute. Hi. He stares at Todoroki's smile for a minute, and then starts, remembering his manners. Oh, come in. Thanks for coming. They come in, taking off shoes and setting down school bags. I thought we would have some cake first, Ida says. I think we should save it, Todoroki says. We might run out. Todoroki! Ida pushes off his glasses with the corner of a cake box. Izuku is kinda impressed. I assure you, we have more than enough cake. Okay, then. Todoroki looks entirely unbothered. The table, then? Yes, Izuku says. This way. We've all been here before, Uraraka reminds him with a giggle. Oh, right. Izuku shakes his head. Sorry. They head over to the table. I gotta head out a little early today, Uraraka says. Me and a friend are going out for coffee later. That's fine. Izuku shrugs. Which friend? Asui? No, it's actually... Todoroki-san! Izuku's mum has burst into the room. Ida-san! Uraraka-san! She bows. How nice of you to come to our humble home. Hi again. Todoroki waves. Thanks for having us, Uraraka says. If you would like some cake, we have plenty. Ida offers. Oh, no. She waves a hand. I couldn't. I'll just be... over here, in the kitchen. Bye, Mum. Izuku waves. He knows from experience that she will hide in the kitchen until company is gone. He gets it. He does the same thing, but in his room when she has friends over. Uraraka is looking at the cakes. Can we have the lemon one now? Yaoyorozu mentioning lemon cake in class the other day has made me really want one. No one has any objections to the lemon cake, so they cut it up and sit around eating it. Izuku turns on the TV, and they watch some news reports about pro heroes. It's nothing all that exciting. Just some petty thefts and a car chase or two. Izuku gets into it anyway, watching the different heroes and analyzing their quirks. Something taps him on the shoulder. He looks over to see Todoroki offering him a piece of cake. His cheeks are pink. Want a bite? Izuku just stares at him. Todoroki, we have the same kind of cake. Todoroki closes his eyes for a second, turns away, and stuffs the cake into his own mouth. Right, he says, but his mouth is so full it sounds like
Right.
He swallows a minute later. I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back in a bit. You remember where it is? He nods and goes. Izuku turns around and sees Uraraka staring at him with pity in her eyes. Deku. What is it? Is something wrong? Todoroki, he was trying to be romantic with you. She takes another bite of her cake. Feeding someone else, that's something you're supposed to do with the person you like. Oh. Izuku kind of wants to go hide in the kitchen with his mum. Oh. Oh no. He folds his arms on the table and hides in them. Uraraka pats him on the head. Did you know, Ida? He mumbles. Sorry? Ida looks up. I'm afraid I wasn't listening to the conversation. I was rather distracted by the cake. Right. Izuku sighs and continues to hide in his arms. He is the worst. Todoroki is trying to be romantic, and he is ruining it. Todoroki has so many smooth moves, and Izuku has none. No, Izuku has negative moves. He is somehow managing to negate Todoroki's moves, and so that makes him the worst. Oh my god. I should call All Might, he says. All Might would know what to do. No, Deku. Uraraka cuffs him lightly over the head. This is a Midoriya problem, not an All Might problem. It could be an All Might problem if I called him, Izuku mumbles mutinously. They sit around, eating cake and watching the news, and, in Izuku's case, sighing both frequently and heavily. Todoroki has been in the bathroom a while, Izuku says. I think I'm going to check on him. Midoriya, Ida says. What a man does in the bathroom is his business. I would not bother Todoroki if I were you. I'm just gonna knock. Izuku gets up. If you two want to head up to my room and start on the essay, I'll meet you there. Okay, Uraraka says. I'll put away the rest of the cake first, Ida says. Izuku nods to them and goes over to the bathroom. He knocks. Todoroki, he says. Are you, okay in there? I'm fine. Ah, okay. Izuku rocks back on his heels. We were gonna go up to my room and start on the essay. The door slides open. The bathroom smells like smoke, and Todoroki's collar looks distinctly charred. His cheeks are still very pink. Were you? He makes a vague hand gesture to symbolize flames. It happens, Todoroki says after a pause. Sometimes. Oh. They stand there in the bathroom doorway awkwardly for what feels like a really long time. Come in here. Todoroki grabs Izuku's wrist. I want to talk to you. In the bathroom? Just come. Todoroki tugs, and Izuku follows. Todoroki closes the door behind him. So here we are, Izuku says. In the bathroom. I just want to talk for a minute. Todoroki isn't meeting his eyes. We could have done that not in the bathroom. Midoriya, Todoroki says. Just listen. Okay. Izuku goes over and sits on the edge of the empty bath. After a moment, Todoroki goes and sits beside him. I'm not... He swallows, loudly enough that Izuku hears it. Very good. At this. At what? Izuku says, staring at the floor. He and Todoroki are sitting close, but not touching. Izuku shifts in place, not sure if he should move closer or away. You know, Todoroki sighs. Dating. I haven't... Izuku looks up at him. His pink blush has darkened to scarlet. I haven't done this. Before now, I mean. Yeah, Izuku stammers. Me, I, either. Yeah, Todoroki says. Yeah, Izuku agrees. So, Todoroki glances at him. Where do we go from here? We figure it out, I guess. Izuku shrugs. Lots of people do. Todoroki smiles at him. I'm pretty sure that step one is leaving the bathroom. Yeah, probably, Izuku says, but he doesn't move. The fluorescent lights in here are terrible, and they make Todoroki's scar stand out harsh and craggy from his pale skin. Izuku still thinks he's cute. He's leaning forward just a bit, and... Oh my gosh, are they going to kiss? They're in a bathroom that smells vaguely like smoke and lemon cleaner, and Izuku's left foot is falling asleep. But Todoroki is still leaning, and... Todoroki! Deku! It's Uraraka and Ida, calling for them. Ah! Izuku leans back, feeling equal parts disappointed and relieved. We should probably go work on that essay. Yeah. Todoroki stands up and offers Izuku his hand. Let's go. Izuku takes it and smiles. Right behind you. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. Guys, I think Kachan might be onto something. Hero Watch does talk about us a lot. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Almightiest. Hero Watch is a trusted journalistic source. Their information is typically very accurate. Midoriya, we must trust the media. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Almightiest. They, and we, the heroes, are in a mutually beneficial relationship. They profit from our successes, and we, in return, gain our followings with their help. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Almightiest. They are truly heroes themselves. Hashtag media. Hashtag mutual respect. Hashtag hero watch. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Ingenium Reborn. Well, yeah, but Hero Watch isn't all that official. They just have a lot of followers. Uraraka Ochako, at Uravity. I'm with Deku on this one, Ida. Hero Watch has always seemed kind of fishy to me. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Yeah, haha, like the other day, lol, when they said, haha, you were dating Kachan, haha. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Wasn't that so funny and untrue? Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Ha! So funny, right? Uraraka Ochako, at Uravity. At Almightiest. Deku, are you okay? Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Uravity. Uraraka, there are so many nice boys out there. Seriously, I'll find you one. I'll find you like 5 if you want. Just don't date Kachan, okay? Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. At Almightiest. Midoriya, where are these 5 boys coming from? I feel like I should know if you have 5 backup boys. Uraraka Ochako, at Gravity, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. I'm not dating Bakugo! You can keep your boys, Deku. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Gravity, at Todoroki Shoto. I don't have backup boys, okay? Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Gravity. I was lying. I'm sorry. I just really think you can do better than Ka-chan. Uraraka Ochako, at Gravity, at Almightiest. Yeah, I know. I totally can. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills, at Almightiest, at Gravity, at Todoroki Shoto. Fuck you, people! So, like, I know this is supposed to be important and stuff, but I don't really see the point. Uraraka is making pens float. Izuku and Todoroki are both absently watching as they get closer and closer to the ceiling. Uraraka? Ida is diligently working on his essay, but he looks up to frown at Uraraka. Surely you can see that it is important to connect the people that we are trusted with protecting. If we don't understand what is important to them, how can we look out for their best interests? It's not like they're a different species because they're not heroes, she says with a shrug. I bet the same stuff is important to all of us. It's kind of obvious, is all I mean. Well, I guess. Izuku shrugs. At his work experience, he learned that civilians can be just as scary as supervillains. When you tell them that something can't be returned without a receipt. But he's pretty sure that that's not the kind of answer Aizawa-sensei is looking for in their essays. To you that's obvious, Todoroki says, still watching the pens floating around like a bizarre little solar system. But you have civilian parents, and you're not, like, condescending towards people who have less useful quirks. Yeah. Izuku fidgets. He wonders sometimes. A lot, actually. If Todoroki would still like him, and want to be around him, if he knew that Izuku was born quirkless. 'Cause the thing is, Todoroki has an amazing quirk, and he's from a family who all have amazing quirks, and if he knew that Izuku spent most of his life without a quirk at all, he might change his mind about wanting the date, and there would be nothing Izuku could say to stop him, and... Deku? Uraraka's voice breaks through his thoughts. Huh? You're mumbling. Oh, sorry. He rubs the back of his neck. Did you have an idea? Todoroki asks. Izuku laughs nervously. I was just thinking that it would be hard to be someone without a quirk in this world. Hmm. Todoroki looks down at his mostly empty paper. I guess so. I hadn't thought about it, to be entirely honest, Ida says. An oversight, I admit, but it would be difficult to be powerless in a world such as ours. So, I think that's what I'll write about, Izuku mumbles. There were quirkless people I worked with. I want to write about how it would be hard to be them. He flexes a hand and feels one for all come to him as easy as a thought. He's got pretty good control over it now. He can do about 70% without breaking any bones. But he can still remember how it felt to flex his hand and feel nothing come to his aid. How it felt to be powerless in a world made up of heroes and villains. Deku. Uraraka touches his shoulder. Are you okay? Yes, Midoriya. You look rather upset, Ida says. Todoroki stays silent, but touches the back of his hand. It's nothing. He smiles up at them and means it almost all the way. Just thinking. Todoroki presses his fingers against Izuku's, then draws them back. Izuku misses the cool feeling of them against his skin. "We should get started, though," Izuku says. "This essay isn't going to write itself." Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Fun in the sun! UA students Ashto Mina and Asui Tsuyu were seen at the beach today. Stay cool, ladies! Hashtag UA's finest! Hashtag hero spotted! Monoma Naito, at Mr. Gonna Steal Your Quirk. At Official Hero Watch. Isn't it funny how Hero Watch always talks about the UA students in Class 1A? Isn't that so funny? Isn't that just hilarious? Kendo Itsuka, at Give You a Hand. Oh my god, Monoma, you're embarrassing our class. Stop! Kendo Itsuka, at Give You a Hand. I apologize for at Mr. Gonna Steal Your Quirk. He's awful. Yayorizu Momo, at Createi Official. At Give You a Hand. Don't worry about it. We have Bakugo to apologize for, so we get it. Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At Createi Official. He's not so bad once you get used to him. Yayorizu Momo, at Createi Official. At Red Riot. No offense, but you two are disgusting. Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At Createi Official. You're just jealous. It's cool, I get it. Tetsu 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 Tetsu, at Let's Get Hard. At Red Riot. I'm truly happy for you, my bro. You and Bakugo deserve so much happiness. Kaminari Denki, at Yay Way. At Red Riot. At Let's Get Hard. Not sure if anyone deserves Bakugo. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. At Createi Official. At Hey Way. At Official Hero Watch. Die, all of you fuckers! I hate you! Kaminari Denki, at Yay Way. At King of Explodo Kills. Yeah, except at Red Riot, because you love him. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Yay Way. Don't make it gay, Battery Brain! Kirishima Aijiru, at Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. Bakugo. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Red Riot. Shut up. Tetsu 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 Tetsu, at Let's Get Hard. At Red Riot, at King of Explodo Kills. I wish you both so much happiness! They've all finished the essay and are hanging around in Izuku's room, talking about nothing and throwing wadded up balls of paper at Uraraka's floating pens, when the doorbell rings, high and anxious. Izuku! His mother calls, equally as anxious. Oh! Uraraka sits up and all of the pens drop to the ground. That's my friend. She gets up and hurries out of the room. Ida follows her with shouts about how improper it is for her to answer the door instead of waiting for the host to do it. Come on. Izuku gets to his feet, brushing off his pants. Let's go say hi. You have something? Todoroki's lips are quivering, like he's trying not to smile. Huh? Here, let me. He reaches up to Izuku's hair and tugs for a second. Izuku can smell him this close. It's not smoke, or anything crisp and cold like he expected. Todoroki smells clean. Like just washed laundry and soap, tinged with the sweetness of the cake they ate earlier. Here. Todoroki presents him with a pen. It was in your hair. Oh. Izuku's very close to him now. Todoroki is a bit taller, so he has to tilt his head up to look him in the eyes. So, maybe. Todoroki's fingers tap the back of his head again. Yeah? We could. What? Izuku! His mother's voice climbs from the kitchen. Come down here! Todoroki huffs and steps back, looking kind of sullen. Izuku would even say pouty if it was anyone besides Todoroki. Come on, he says, sticking his hands into his pockets. Let's go. Izuku leads the way out of the room and down the stairs. Uraraka has already opened the door. And standing there, wearing casual clothes and a sullen expression, is... Ka-chan? Izuku chokes out. Bakugo, Todoroki says flatly. Oh, look, Bakugo snorts. It's a nerd and a fat clown. Izuku continues to choke on nothing. This is Uraraka's friend? Bakugo? Oh, look, Todoroki says. It's a former barista. Wow, aren't you a clever little shit? Bakugo snorts. Twitter seems to think so, Todoroki says icily. And Todoroki does icy really, really well. Fuck you, half and half, Bakugo mutters, clearly struggling from keeping his voice from rising. So, Bakugo, Ida says, very obviously trying to change the subject. How did you like your experience in the civilian workforce? It blew, Bakugo says. Convenience stores are fucking terrible. Burger places are worse, Todoroki says. The manager thought my name was Totemakisuna, and the uniform was horrible. Bakugo snickers. Todoroki glares at him. Izuku fears for the soundness of his house. Well, mine was a ton of fun, Uraraka says brightly. I got to work with my parents and everything. Izuku doesn't look at Bakugo. He always gets shaky and kind of panicked when he does that. Mine was, not the best. I prefer being a hero. He laughs awkwardly. What did you even fucking do? Bakugo snaps in a way that could be construed as less argumentative than usual. Customer complaints, Izuku stammers. I worked at a desk taking them. Bakugo snickers. You were probably fucking terrible at that, weren't you? Bakugo, Todoroki says warningly. We should probably go, Uraraka says. You ready, Bakugo? Sure. Bakugo shoves his hands in his pockets and doesn't look at any of them. Izuku suddenly gets the strange feeling that Ka-chan is just as uncomfortable here as he is having him here. They leave quick, with Uraraka calling a thank you to Izuku's mother in the kitchen before they go. That was, Izuku says once the door closes. Quite abnormal, Ida says. Fucking bizarre, Todoroki says. Yeah, Izuku says, still staring at the closed door. Uraraka Ochiko, at your avity. At almightiest. Hey Deku, come and meet me for ice cream tonight. Midoriya Izuku, at almightiest. At your avity. Okay. Hero Watch, at official Hero Watch. Team Hero Drama! What is brewing between Uraraka Ochiko and Midoriya Izuku? Hero Watch can't wait to find out. Hashtag heroes. Hashtag UA's finest. Uraraka Ochiko, at your avity. At official Hero Watch. What is even wrong with you? Hero Watch, at official Hero Watch. Stay updated, folks! You said you wanted to see me. Izuku holds up his phone. Yes. She gets up. I wanted to talk to you about Bakugo. Are you? Izuku swallows and sits down on the bench. Uraraka sits beside him. Dating him, then. Deku, no, she says, blinking. I wouldn't lie to you about that. And besides, haven't you seen him and Kirishima? They're so sweet. Izuku has seen Bakugo be vaguely less shouty around Kirishima. And, last week, he saw them aggressively making out behind the lunch building. Sure? She laughs. Well, I think it's sweet. She looks over at him. Bakugo and me are just friends. Friends? Yeah. She has her hands folded in her lap. The store where he worked was near my construction site, so we got to talk most days. We sort of bonded, I guess. Huh. Izuku looks down at his shoes. That's... Huh. Sorry I didn't tell you, she sighs. I told him that we couldn't hang out unless he was nicer to you. And I do think he's been trying. She smiles ruefully. I don't think he's too good at nice, though. That makes Izuku laugh. Yeah, that was never one of Kar-chan's greatest strengths. I know you probably think I'm being crazy, trying to be his friend. No, Uraraka, I get it. Kar-chan is really amazing. He sighs. But he'll always dislike me. You can be his friend. I don't mind that. But I'm not gonna be. Deku, you're more important. If he's gonna treat you bad, then I won't hang around with him. I won't. It's just complicated between him and me. Izuku looks down at his hands. He'll never be able to stop caring about Bakugo Katsuki. He accepted that a long time ago. But caring about someone doesn't make them care about you. He looks up at Uraraka. I want you to be his friend, though. He smiles. You're probably a really good influence. But Deku, things between me and Kar-chan are probably as good as they'll ever get, he admits. When he was younger, when he first got to UA, he thought about winning Kar-chan's respect somehow, and then becoming friends again. But Bakugo isn't the kind of person who changes his mind that easy. Izuku still cares about him, and so he's happy that Bakugo has people that he cares about. He is happy for him in Kirishima. He's happy for him in Uraraka. He can be happy, even if he knows that Bakugo will never care about him like that. It's okay, Uraraka, Izuku says. It's okay. I'm okay with it. She's quiet for a little bit, and then looks over at him. You're still my best friend, you know? You always will be. Yeah. He smiles, and reaches over to put an arm around her. She's warm, and she smells like flowers. She's Izuku's best friend, and he loves her so much. Come on, he says, after a couple of minutes. I think you owe me some ice cream. She laughs. You know what? I think I do. Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. Heroes and Heartbreak! Uraraka Ochako and Midoriya Izuku were spotted cuddling and eating ice cream. Could this be an end to Todo Deku and Kachako? Bakugo Katsuki. At King of Explodo Kills. At Official Hero Watch. What the fuck is a Kachako? Ashido Mina. At Hero of Ridley. At King of Explodo Kills. That's your couple name. You and Uraraka. Kirishima Aijuru. At Red Riot. You're cheating on me. So not manly. At King of Explodo Kills. Kirishima Aijuru. At Red Riot. At King of Explodo Kills. And you got dumped by her. Wow, that's too bad. Bakugo Katsuki. at King of Exploder Kills, at Red Riot. Fucking talk to me. We are literally sitting on my bed together. Mineta Minoru, at Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck, at Red Riot, at King of Exploder Kills. Stop rubbing your successful relationship in all of our faces. Wah! Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity, at Official Hero Watch. For the last time, I'm not dating anyone. Hashtag Uravity is single. Hashtag Stalker Watch. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Almightiest, Todo Deku. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Almightiest. Wow, that's terrible, isn't it? Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. I'm not cheating on you, Todoroki. Uraraka and I are just friends. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Almightiest. Yeah, I knew that. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Oh, good. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Wanna meet for ice cream? I have money left because I made Uraraka pay for mine. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Official Hero Watch. My boyfriend is frugal, doesn't cheat on me, and together we have an amazingly horrible couple name. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Official Hero Watch. So, fuck you. Seriously, though, Izuku says. Hero Watch is getting kinda stalkery. Todoroki nods, looking up from his ice cream. It's half chocolate and half vanilla, and Izuku isn't sure how to ask if he actually likes it, or if he's eating it because he thinks it's funny. They weren't this bad before, he says, taking a bite of his own ice cream. It's vanilla, because last night when he and Uraraka got ice cream, he tried green tea flavour, and it was disgusting. He's going to play it safe for now. Think we should do something? Todoroki asks. Izuku shrugs. I don't know what we can do. We depend on the media and stuff. Ida was right about that. Yeah, but Hero Watch is straight up stalking, Todoroki says. Which is not cool. I'm pretty sure they're a UA student, Izuku says. He's thought about this before, if only in passing. Like, there have been reports from inside the school and our classroom and stuff, and someone without a student ID wouldn't be able to get in or know our schedules. Okay, I could see it, Todoroki agrees. How do we figure out who, though? We could try to expose them, Izuku says. Like, if we set up some really weird scenarios with only a few people and see if they get reported. If they do, then we know the Hero Watcher is one of them. Todoroki laughs. Only you, Midoriya. His eyes are warm. That's a unique idea. Let's try it out. Izuku can't help but smile. Todoroki looks warm and happy, and... God. He's so nice-looking, and his laugh is so good, too. Okay. Izuku is gonna flirt with him. He's gonna do it. He's gonna contribute some moves to this relationship. Wanna bite? Izuku offers his ice cream cone. He can hear his heart, and he thinks he might pass out from nerves, but Todoroki is still smiling at him. You know mine is half vanilla, right? He says, but leans forward to take a bite anyway. Izuku is super proud of himself for not passing out. He hums, lips still drawn into a smile. That was tasty. His eyes flick to Izuku's. Izuku looks away and takes a deep breath. He is not going to pass out. He is not going to start screaming. He is a hero. He's fought dangerous villains and been trained by some of the best in the world. He's cool. He's fine. He's got this. So, Todoroki has scooched closer. Would you wanna, taste anything else? Nope, nope, nope. He is so not fine. Abort mission. Everybody go home. This is a crisis. DEFCON 1 or 5 or something. He can never remember which one is the worst. But things are bad. That is the point he is trying to make. Izuku manages to choke on nothing, and almost blacks out before Todoroki starts patting him on the back. Midoriya, he says, in his calm, low voice. Calm down. I am completely calm, Izuku yells. But, like, calmly. Okay, I can see that, Todoroki says. You know we don't have to do anything if you don't want, right? I like you, and I like being with you no matter what. Everything else is just a bonus. It's okay if you don't want to do... He shifts uncomfortably. Stuff. But I do want to do stuff, Izuku says, looking at his ice cream and not at Todoroki. I want to do all the stuff. Todoroki lets out a little choking noise. But you just make me nervous, because I like you so much, and I'm so, you know. He trails off, making a vague hand gesture that is supposed to encapsulate what exactly he is. You're the person I like, Todoroki says, grabbing the hand that Izuku is still vaguely waving around, with the one of his that isn't holding his ice cream. And so I like everything about you. He isn't looking at Izuku. Which is good, because Izuku feels like his face is approaching the temperature of the sun. Okay? Okay. Izuku manages to get out. He takes a few more bites of his ice cream. You know, you lied to me a little bit, he says. Huh? Todoroki looks up, frowning a bit. When? Izuku smiles. You said you weren't good at this dating stuff, but I think you're very good. Excellent, in fact. 5 stars. Would recommend to a friend. You want me to date your friends? No. I just wanted you to know. You're, good at this. Todoroki looks embarrassed. I had help. Help? Izuku narrows his eyes. What kind of help? Well, my confession was really bad. Todoroki sighs. And that time at your house with the bathroom was just... Yeah, you know. So I just really wanted for things to go right today. So Fuyumi told me a couple of things I should do, and I just... He shakes his head. I guess I'm still kind of an idiot. You talk to your sister? About me? For some reason, that feels big. Important. Todoroki nods. My dad knows too, by the way. He sighs. Fucking hero watch. How did he take it? Izuku is still mildly terrified of Todoroki's dad. Also, he low-key wants to punch Todoroki's dad in the throat. It's a confusing combination of emotions. Scarily well, Todoroki says. Seriously? Yeah. Todoroki smiles bitterly. He thinks I'm dating you to get information on All Might and to surpass you as the strongest student in the year. Oh. Izuku glances at him. That's super rude of you, Todoroki. Yeah, I'm a dick. Todoroki rests his forehead on Izuku's shoulder. Izuku goes stock still. He feels like he does when a cat trusts him enough to sit on his lap. This is a rare and precious moment that should not be disturbed. Izuku hums. My mum is worried that she'll have to meet him someday, and then she'll faint. Todoroki laughs quietly. Your mum is so nice, Midoriya. You're lucky. Yeah. He tightens his grip and squeezes Todoroki's hand a little harder. It's awkward, with his breaks and calluses and scars. But he makes it work. I am. So, Todoroki is looking down at their locked hands. You want to start trying to catch our hero stalker tomorrow? I bet a lot of people would help us. Maybe even Bakugo if Uraraka is the one to ask. That makes Izuku laugh. Yeah, Izuku says. Let's do it. They sit there together until the sun goes all the way down. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Oh my! Today at UA, it was reported that Ida Tenya and Todoroki Shoto were involved in a mock fight involving pool noodles and water guns outside UA today. Stay safe, boys! Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Heroes of Dance? Bakugo Katsuki and Uraraka Ochiko were seen doing an elaborately choreographed dance in the halls of UA. Could this be some sort of combat training? Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. To B or 1A, several students were reported doing Shakespeare in an empty classroom today. Midoriya Izuku made a lovely Lady Macbeth. Hashtag drama, hashtag hero antics. Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Is this becoming a trend? More dancing heroes! This time, Todoroki Shoto and Ida Tenya performed a lively jig while Midoriya Izuku cheered them on. Hashtag heroes dancing. How is this happening? Izuku moans, thumbing down the Hero Watch page. Nobody has seen us do weird stuff twice, and it's still popping up every time we do it. Could be a teacher, Todoroki says. They have camera access. I doubt it's a teacher, Izuku mumbles. They all have their own struggles with media. And besides, wouldn't they be promoting themselves more? No, my bet is on a student, and one in our class, too. There aren't any messages about 1B, or any of the support classes, or... Midoriya. Huh? You're mumbling. Oh, sorry. Todoroki sighs and leans back. They're hanging out in a hallway after classes, trying to figure out how this hero watcher keeps, well, hero watching them. It's like they're a ghost, Todoroki complains. We can't see them, can't hear them, and... A look comes over his face like someone just slapped him. Oh. Oh no. What? What is it? Midoriya, I think we might be total idiots. Why? Why are we being total idiots today? Just think for, like, a second. Who would be able to see us no matter where we are or what we're doing? Izuku just stares at him for a minute. And then, oh no, we are idiots, Todoroki, Izuku moans. We don't deserve to be at UA, oh my god. Because, out of all the people they know at UA, there is only one who would have been able to see literally every stupid thing they've done. There's only one person who could be there without anyone realizing it. Hagakure Toru. The answer is kinda obvious, in retrospect. First, they round up Uraraka and Bakugo. Then it takes them about 10 minutes to track her down, and about five more to make her admit it. "Fine, okay, it was me," she finally says. And, wow, it is hard to read someone you can't see. Izuku doesn't know if she's mad, or triumphant, or scared, or what. But it wasn't really doing any harm. "You said I was cheating on my boyfriend," Izuku says. "You said I had a boyfriend," Uraraka says. "You said I fucking licked mirrors in public bathrooms, shit stain," Bakugo snarls. That one makes Todoroki snicker. "Fine, okay," Hagakure shrugs. "I may have taken a little creative license." "A little," Todoroki says flatly. "Okay, a lot of creative license," she says. "But it was good for us. People want to know about us, and the more they learn, the more they care. They'll definitely be cheering for us to be pro heroes someday." "Yeah, we get that, Hagakure," Izuku says. "But could you not be so... What Deku is trying and fucking failing to say is that you need to back the fuck off, or we'll make you back the fuck off," Bakugo growls. "Kachan, no! Fuck off, Deku. She's gonna pay if she keeps fucking messing with me." "Fine," she huffs. "I guess I could take a step back." "Two steps, probably," Uraraka offers. "Maybe a couple dozen to be safe." "This is so unfair," Hagakure complains. "I was doing you all a favour." "Maybe, do us less favours," Izuku says. Maybe cover the 1B class of it. They seem kinda desperate for attention." "Ugh, fine," she says. "But don't come crying to me when you don't have any sponsors this time next year." They all watch her, or her uniform, go. "Well, that was," Uraraka says. "Really fucking obvious," Bakugo finishes. "We should have asked Yayorizu," Uraraka laments. "She would have figured it out like the second she thought about it." "Fuck you! I'm just as smart as that bitch." "Sure thing, Bakugo." "Shut the hell up! I am..." Izuku and Todoroki stand together, watching them go. "I don't get that," Todoroki says. Izuku just shrugs. "Everybody needs a friend, I guess. Even Kachan." "And you're okay with that?" "Yeah," Izuku decides. "I'm okay with that." Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. "We here at Hero Watch always strive to be accurate in our reporting. In the spirit of this, we would like to offer the following corrections to our past stories." Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. "We were wrong when we reported Uraraka Ochako and Midoriya Izuku were in a relationship. The Todo Deku is still strong. Hashtag hero romance. Hashtag corrections." Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. "We were also wrong when we reported Uraraka Ochako and Bakugo Katsuki were in a relationship. Hashtag corrections. Hashtag UA's finest." Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. "Bakugo Katsuki seems to be in a relationship with Kirishima Aijuru. God knows how that one happened. Hashtag corrections. Hashtag hero romance. Hashtag Kirishima is too good for you." Bakugo Katsuki. At King of Explodo Kills. At Official Hero Watch. "Fuck you! I hope you die in a fire!" Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. "That's all for now, folks. We hope that Hero Watch will continue to be our number one source for accurate hero news. Hashtag Hero Watch." "Fucking move, Deku." "Oh, sorry, Kachan," Izuku ducks to the side to let Bakugo get in the lunch line before him. Bakugo lets out an annoyed huff. Oh my god, you fucking nerd, don't do that! Do what? Just get in the fucking line, Deku, Bakugo says. You complete waste of space. Usually, Bakugo would have shoved him and insulted him for like 5 minutes. This, Izuku thinks, is progress. Uraka really is a good influence on you, huh? He says, setting his tray down. Fuck off, Bakugo says, selecting what he wants for lunch from the line. They don't talk as they head down the line, but Deku's hands are shaking less than they usually do. Progress, he thinks. Progress. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. Can't believe that we graduate in a few months. It'll be so weird not to be at UA anymore. Midoriya, can we talk? Todoroki, what is it? Todoroki looks a bit sick, his scar standing out more starkly than usual against his pale skin. It's nothing important. Just, would you come up to the roof with me for a couple minutes? Oh, yeah, sure. Izuku gets up from his desk and waves goodbye to Uraraka, who seems to be arguing with a somewhat steaming Bakugo. Kirishima is sitting on his boyfriend's desk laughing at him, and Izuku is trying without a lot of success to get them in order. A typical day at UA. It's so strange to realize that in a few short months, this won't be what happens every day. Izuku will go out and do his best to become a real pro hero, and his classmates will do the same. Days like this one are quickly coming to an end. Midoriya. Todoroki is waiting by the door. Oh, sorry. Midoriya scrambles to his feet and jogs across the classroom. He grabs Todoroki's hand. It's the warm one this time. They head through the hallways, waving at people they know that pass by. Izuku would be lying to say he wasn't nervous. What if Todoroki wants to break up? What if he found out about One For All? What if he's fallen in love with someone else? What if... Midoriya, Todoroki says. We're here. He opens the door with the hand that Izuku isn't holding, and they step out. The roof at UA is technically off-limits, but after more than 2 years here, Todoroki and Izuku both know their way in and out of most of the areas that are supposedly off-limits. The sky looks big way up here, and unnaturally close. It's flat, blue, and cloudless. It makes Izuku's breath catch a little. Wow, he says, going to lean against the railing. Mm-hmm, Todoroki agrees, and leans beside him. It's a little windy up here. Not enough to be uncomfortable, but enough that Izuku pulls his jacket a little tighter. What did you want to talk to me about? He says, trying and failing to keep the nerves out of his voice. It's nothing bad. Todoroki looks at him sidelong. He's relaxed and so stupidly good-looking that Izuku's mouth goes dry. What is it, then? I just thought you and me could use some time. He turns so he's facing Izuku. Without everyone else barging in for once. Oh, Izuku stammers. That would be... yeah. That would be nice. Todoroki smiles, and Izuku feels his heart start to beat in double time. I like you a lot, you know, Todoroki says, and his smile goes a bit nervous. Izuku. Izuku lets out a mildly panicked giggle. I like you too. He swallows, and literally every way this could go wrong floods his brain. But no. No. Todoroki is not going to laugh and reveal it was a joke the whole time. The school isn't going to explode. Supervillains aren't going to attack. Endeavor isn't going to pop up from behind something and try to kill him. No. Everything is gonna be okay. He hopes. Shoto. Todoroki's smile gets bigger, and he leans forward a little. It's going to be okay. It really, really is. Izuku, he's still leaning in. Oh god, they're gonna kiss. Izuku lied! It's not gonna be okay at all. He's gonna bite Todoroki's lip, or give him a bloody nose, or pass out, or... He closes his eyes. He can feel Todoroki's lips just an inch from his. Young Midoriya! Izuku's eyes fly open, and he springs back. He stammers. All Might, Todoroki says for him. Yes, All Might smiles winningly at them. I am here! He's standing in front of the door to the roof that Izuku apparently left open. Oh, God. He puts his face in his hands. Everything is terrible. Why, though? Todoroki asks. You see, young Todoroki, I was on my way to the staff lounge when I noticed that the door to the roof happened to be left open. As this is a restricted area, I came to close the door and to make sure that Yue was safe from potential intruders. It was just us, All Might. Izuku's face is still in his hands. Izuku is never coming out. He will die here, on this roof, with his face in his hands. Sorry. I see. He looks between them. I seem to have interrupted something. I apologize, young Midoriya, young Todoroki. Izuku continues to resolutely hide in his hands. But I cannot let you stay up here. Perhaps you can continue this elsewhere? Yeah. Todoroki sounds truly dead inside. Thanks, All Might. Izuku lets out a couple of squeaks, and doesn't put his hands down until he's sure that All Might has gone back down the stairs. Even after over a year, it's weird to Izuku that he doesn't just muscle up and fly. You can come out now, Todoroki says, still sounding completely done. Your dad is gone. He's not my dad, Izuku mumbles, dropping his hands. Todoroki shrugs, like it doesn't actually matter, and leads the way back to the stairs. Izuku follows him into the cement, spider-infested stairwell. He is so done with this. He's done with waiting and being interrupted and letting Todoroki do everything. He's a hero, and it's time for him to be brave. Todoroki. What is it? He looks back, and Izuku grabs his tie and drags him forward into a kiss. The stairwell smells like mold, and the lights aren't kind to either of them, and Todoroki is down a step, so Izuku is taller for once, and that's weird, and Izuku's sure he's doing this all wrong, but he's finally kissing his boyfriend. It's short, and pretty chaste, because neither of them has done this before. Just a quick press of lips, but it makes Izuku's heart beat like crazy. He leans back and sees that Todoroki is blushing and literally smoking from his fireside. He coughs. And then he coughs again. And then a third time. Sorry. Izuku feels his cheeks get hot. No, it's... Todoroki looks up at him with a small smile. It's about time. Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. Love is in the air! Todoroki Shoto and Midoriya Izuku were seen kissing at UA earlier this week. Hearts are breaking around the country. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Official Hero Watch. You said you would stop. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto, at Official Hero Watch. Also, fuck that fucking hashtag. Ururaka Ochiko, at Uravity, at Todoroki Shoto. It's too late. You'll never be free of it. Hashtag fuck Shoto. Mineta Minoru, at Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck, at Todoroki Shoto. Nice guys like me deserves more hashtags. Hashtag that grape though. Hashtag fuck Mineta. Hashtag please. Hashtag somebody. Yayorizu Momo, at Createi Official, at Grape Juice Doesn't Give a Pluck. Mineta? I'm pretty sure you can't start a hashtag for yourself. That's just kinda sad. Todoroki Shoto, at Todoroki Shoto. Seriously though, this needs to die. Hashtag leave Shoto alone. Hashtag accept Midoriya. Hashtag he's okay. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Oh. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. You two are fucking disgusting, oh my god. Kurishima Aidru, at Red Riot, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. It's okay guys, he doesn't mean it. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills, at Red Riot. No, I really fucking mean it. Kurishima Aidru, at Red Riot, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. He's so lying, he's over here crying tears of joy. Ururaka Ochiko, at Uravity, at Red Riot, at King of Exploder Kills, at Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Their relationship is so beautiful! Wah! Wah! Bakugo, probably. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills, at Red Riot, at Uravity. I hate both of you so fucking much! Oh my god! Kurishima Aidru, at Red Riot, at King of Exploder Kills. So you don't want to go to the movies with us later? Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Exploder Kills, at Red Riot. Fuck you! Of course I want to go to the movies. Ururaka Ochiko, at Uravity, at Red Riot. So tsundere! Kurishima Aidru, at Red Riot, at Uravity. I know, isn't he cute? Hero Watch, at Official Hero Watch. Well, that's all for us today at Hero Watch, but trust us, we'll always be here with the hero news you need to know. Hashtag Hero Watch Forever. The end.